A word for you from Mark, chapter 1, verse 27. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. This is a wonderful truth about Christ's life on earth, and is also true eternally about our God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is something that amazed them, was that Jesus Christ had authority that even the demons had to obey him. And more than that, as one goes into the next chapters, one finds that he has the authority to forgive sins, and it causes trouble, and the Pharisees to be perplexed, and they begin to turn against him for this very reason of authority. They wanted the full control. They wanted to have the means of forgiveness in their hands. But who was this man who could come and tell demons what they should do? No Pharisee could cast out demons. The demon-possessed people were rather rejects of society, thrown out of the temples, where they'd have to live among the graves and other places in isolation. But Jesus Christ has authority. Now let's just stay with this particular example. Here was a man troubled terribly, but Jesus Christ is able to rebuke the evil forces within him, and it causes the people to be astonished. And in this verse 27, the people are astonished in a good way. It's not the Pharisaical rejection of Jesus Christ and saying that his authority is something that cannot be of God. It is the moving towards Christ, the attraction towards Jesus, where they say, isn't this amazing? What new doctrine, what authority he has that he can command even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. The hope we find in this is that if he could do it here on earth in his limited power, so to say, remember that Jesus' full authority as the Son of God was veiled, even from his disciples most of the time. They only had glimpses of glory. And here, the authority that Jesus has is shown, and it's not so often that it happens, but it is a sign of hope for us as well, that any forces of evil within us, Jesus has authority over it. Now, he has authority to condemn any wicked forces within you. Remember, the worst enemy you have is not demons, but sin. Jesus has the power to forgive sin and to cast out any force, any demonic power that is behind that thing. He can do it for you too.